First I saw to play this music of John Lennon, but as a technique is not always with me, it's not functioning here. It's the topic of power of dreams, and what I could find out is there are some different kind of dreams. We have daydreams and dreams in the night, and then we have the dreams we kind of imagination, something we want to fulfill. And these different dreams can really help us, for example, to understand ourselves better. As well, these dreams in the night, when we have dreams, then we have, for example, different pictures and maybe different colors and sounds, and we can hear different sounds in the night, or like getting a message. As well, we have an inner wish, an inner dream, an imagination, what our future could be. And I think we Brahmins have a very special and unique one. And for example, to imagine golden age could uplift us very much. And from my side, I was very grateful to do the dream. First I was a little bit shocked, oof, how could I do it? But then really it came up to me that I stopped a little bit of dreaming. It's like, of course we are with Baba and we go on and we do our tasks, but sometimes it's like we have our battles as well. So we forget to dream, really. And for that, I was really grateful I could understand that. And Baba as well mentioned many times in Murlis, in different Murlis, I looked it up, the dreams. Sometimes what came in my mind without looking it up was that he's often saying, you couldn't imagine even in your dreams that we could ever find him. And then many times he's mentioning dreams in combination with purity, so that our thoughts should be so pure, and even our dreams can be then so pure, because it depends. And what I can see in myself is that, for example, if the daily life I'm really linked and dedicated to Baba, then my dreams are different. I'm well prepared, and then at night I have beautiful dreams. If not, all the subconscious things are coming up. And then in the morning it's very hard to get up and to do Amrit Vela, and it's more a battle and a fight to stay awake. What was really great, before I came I was not so sure if I should come to Mount Abu or not. The things are not like they were before, even I'm not so long in the Gyan, but I thought maybe better staying at home, having a week of silence. I don't know, should I travel so far away? I don't know, what should I do? And always asking in a way Baba, except I knew that it would be the best to come. And then there was a very special day when a sister sent me email with this little YouTube video about the Tower of Peace. you all know, I think. Everybody knows. And I was a little bit like, okay, they had so many experience there, and I don't know, these were the former times, that is not my generation, things like that. And then in the night, I had a full night, it was in between the 27th to the 28th, full night, just going around this Tower of Peace, sitting there, having nice impressions of that, and just touring around all the time. And it was such a beautiful dream or imagination the whole night that I woke up and I had a very special day with Baba's day. And then it was quite sure that I really have to come. So these dreams as well have the power to show us really the way and give us a sign. You know that. Everybody knows it. Don't you? Everybody's experiencing it. I found one muli where Baba says, for me, it was one of the nicest points I could find out. Let's see. It was on the 21st of December 1982. He said, at the beginning of establishment, there were special divine activities of dreams and visions. In the same way, at the end too, this unique divine games will be instrumental in bringing about revelation. This is one point. The sound will be echo everywhere. This is the one. This is the one. Then this sound will be instrumental in creating the elevated fortune of many. So maybe now, I don't know what you think, but the feeling is that we are quite in the last terms. So maybe for everybody of us it could help really to see a little bit our dreams and take the power out of it. And really for me it's a great gift to be here and that I could prepare it, because it took me on one side to another level, because I had to think what I would speak now, and I really could see that when you're engaged in something, then you don't think about so many other things. You have quite a theme, which is really good. And at home sometimes I have too many things on, and then I think in that and that and that, and as well so are my dreams. They are just like little short visions or scenes, and not a full dream which could really fulfill me and give me something. This as well is very interesting, I think. A dream can really change the whole life. I don't know if you had the experience as well, that a dream can change the whole life. Before I came to Baba, I really had the dream to find God. And I always was like, I was 4 years about before I came, quite in a depression, going up and down and not knowing what I could really do. And my dream really was to find God and to find the truth. And when I found it, it was not, I was traveling quite around the world and doing many seminars in Brazil and Mexico and whatever. I did many, many things. But then there was a point I was sure I can't find him outside in a way. And I was more at home. And then really it was like, I met Baba in front of the door, really. It was in my own city, and it had to be like that. So the dream then in a way was fulfilled. And when it's fulfilling the dream, then it's like you know it and you're sure that's it. It's no explanation for it, I think. And the dream is as well, good dreams are very important for our emotional and physical well-being. And as well, it reveals one's problems. So that's what I can really see as well. Sometimes the dreams are always just about the daily life and what you have to do, and then that you feel forced or you are in between a task you don't think you can fulfill, or you have any fear, and all these things are coming up in dreams. There are as well signal dreams. You get a signal. Maybe, I don't know if it was a signal with this power of Tower of Peace, but it was going on and on. I think it was really hours. So it must have been then a very big signal. But there are signal dreams. They say in the world that somebody gets a signal to wake up or to do something special. And as well, I'm working a little bit in with health issues, and there is a thing that's called power tube, and the man who invented it was dreaming it for 8 hours, he said, round about this thing, which is quite no physical doctor or anybody can really explain how it functions. He said it's a gift from God, because he was just seeing it all the time, how it has to be constructed, which is really very well, and it's very good help. So there is well not just invention, it's about as well healing dreams. So you dream something which is really fulfilling you, and it can help you to heal yourself. And as well, there are nightmares. Maybe you know that. I don't know so much about nightmares. I don't know if I had anyone in my life, but some people tell that it must be heavy waking up in the night, and it's coming up all the subconscious. And what I could read, Sister Chanti did a book about reality and dreams, and she speaks as well about the conscious and the subconscious. And if you are really in the here and now, I think this is the end of this little book. She says, when you're really in the here and now, then you can, on the one hand, really see, is it a dream or is it reality? Sometimes it's like when you dream in the night and you wake up and then the next day is full of things. Even if you think about sometimes the mood, you don't know, was it from today or was it from yesterday? And sometimes it is any point. And then sometimes it's like you don't know, was it a dream or was Baba really saying it? And then you mix it up. So when you're really conscious in the here and now, you can defer, and on the other side as well, really living. Firstly your dream, and secondly what you could find out in your dreams. What we sometimes have, what I can see in myself, is that I have dreams, they come again and again and again. There's any theme which is really in our mind, it's coming up again, and it should be fulfilled, or any fear, any trauma comes up and we dream it again and again. So we can really see sometimes in daily life we can't see what really, how is the word in English? Sometimes we are so engaged that we don't know ourselves very good. And in our dreams, things are coming up, we are sometimes a little bit surprised. Like, for example, I had many years a dream. There was a white horse in the middle of a place, sorry. And this place was in nature. And my task was, anyone gave me, I don't know which person it was, I never found it out, any authority, and somebody told me to calm this horse. And it was for years always the same dream. So there was something in me who had to be calmed down, but I never really found out what it was. Now, since years, I don't dream it. It was a white horse. Maybe sometimes we have the same figures or the same persons who are coming in our dreams. And sometimes it's even like Baba is speaking to us in our dreams. And this gives us power as well, like a little message. I don't know if you have that. And it's helpful as well. I found a slogan I really liked. So it was called, "Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you have imagined." So it's more this think big and dream big in your life. And another one, if your dream is not becoming true, it's because you need a bigger one, which is very uplifting. Sometimes we have a wish or a dream or an imagination, we think it should be fulfilled, and it's little. And maybe it's not getting fulfilled because we could dream bigger. And that when I read that, I thought, for me, personally, it's missing sometimes the imagination of Golden Age, which is missing and would really uplift me in daily life more. And not just being in the fights with Maya and being a little bit down, too much to earth. I don't know. Is it okay? Yeah. Power of dreams as well have the ability to overcome barriers and achieve the impossible. When we get picture of a greater scene, then maybe we have the power to think and dream bigger and to overcome the barriers. And these dreams can help us in a very subtle way as well. Sometimes even Baba speaks a slogan in the morning, and this slogan seems to be so subtle, but it's coming up again and again in our minds when we read the Muli twice or three times, or we hear it again. Then this slogan comes up, and as well, the dreams can help us, the signs in the dream can help us in a very, very subtle way. Yeah, and as well, there are prophetic dreams. I don't know if you know that or if you can experience it. Sometimes we see something which will go on in the future and which will come. It's sometimes more like a kind of vision. We see a scene from destruction or something could happen, and it's more like a prophetic dream. And then we have this daydream, and the daydream, there's more our mind elsewhere. We are not so conscious about what we are really thinking, and we dream, and with that sometimes time passes very quickly. We are not really consciously in the here and now. For me, in the end, I said it and I say it again, it was a great opportunity. It's my last day today here. I will go home. And I would like to thank as well, because I could really find out with that what I have to do to be a little bit more awake and alert in Amritvela, and not just having, sometimes I have quiet fights. And of course I will do it, but this is really helpful to see if I manage my day as the day, so will be the night, and as so will be my dreams as well. Thank you. Om Shanti.
How to make dreams come true?
How to make dreams come true? To make the dreams come true, I think follow Srimad. If I have the dream to go to Golden Age. And?
Little detail.
More detail.
Chase your dreams.
Think positively.
How to chase the dream?
If you wake up, the first thing should be that I reflect what was going on. For me, it's helpful if it's such a kind of dream to play music, for example. And imagine. Sorry, I can't.
Okay, imagination is done, but simple imagination is not enough. You have to do something more.
Okay, but I don't know then.
How you came in Gyan?
I came in Gyan because as I mentioned, I was quite depressed and. I had really no sense in my life. And then I went to a meditation group. And I really just went there to have anything. I was not really convinced that this is the thing I really want to do. But I thought I can't go on like this. And I joined them, even I was not really, really 100% convinced. And then I think I did it 3 times, and then the 4th time there came a man and he said his wife is not really healthy. He would do it today. And then he just said, and if it's okay for us, and of course it was okay, and we sat down and we were just 3 people, I think, on the whole, just him and me and another woman. And then he did not explain the whole Raja Yoga meditation, but he said, just sit down and imagine you're a point of light. And it was a very, very hot day, and I could feel the body so heavily, and it was so helpful for me just to concentrate on the point of light. And it was so uplifting. We just sat in silence for 30 minutes. And then I said, I like it. How can I do it to know more about it? And then he sent me to the brother who is doing the courses. What I really like is the Muli.
Muli?
Yeah. What's
Gyan also, what is that thing in Muli which you love the most?
I think what I love the most is Baba's love. Yeah, before I came to Gyan, I joined a group. I don't know, you could say it is a sect, but what is not a sect? So even church would be one, or even Christians would be. I joined a group for 8 years, and there was meditation as well. And they did it was called Studies of Self. What is the word in English? To know yourself, self-knowledge. And there I was a teacher, and I even did courses, and it was good, but there was a point with purity. For me, it was not, it was strange what they did. And because of that, I really stepped out, which was good. But then I was like falling down and I did not know what to do and I wasn't fulfilled.
After coming here, do they call you now?
Now?
After coming to Brahma Kumaris?
No, no, no.
They don't call you?
No, they're not calling me. No, they're not calling me.
They're not missing you?
No, they just said that because I stepped out and I said I need a half a year just to think about it, and then they said if you want to come back, it was then you have to write a letter. I wrote a letter and I said I don't know, if I'm not really convinced anymore, I think, because I felt so lost, I think they should decide if they see that this is really the thing for me. And they said if I'm not convinced, it makes no sense to come. So it was like that. It was quite serious. I mean, it was not pulling and forcing us a lot. What helped me, because my childhood was quite tough, to settle down a little bit, and self-knowledge, knowing all things about ego, and yeah, it was quite helpful beforehand to have it as preparation. Okay. Thank you. And can I ask a question? No, just because I don't have it really clear, because you said it's not everything if you prepare yourself. Having a dream or to dream, it's more than having music and imagination. What's the thing then? What is missing?
Dream is something,
some aim.
Some aim. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
By imagination.
Okay.
So that horse is coming back or not?
No.
Probably that was your mind.
Yeah.
That was the white horse.
Okay.